Hello, I'm Lee Michael Dempsey, and this is the Bluegrass Unlimited Magazine National Bluegrass Survey for the month of April of 2026. We've got four debut songs to play for you, starting off with this one at number 30 from Della May. Here's Family Tree.
What's going on in that there head? Hey, old sycamore tree. Heard it runs in the family, passed down from you to me, down from you to me. Can we find a common thread? Hey, old sycamore tree. We share all our history. Don't leave this mess to me. Leave this mess to me.
Family Tree from Della May, from their new album Magic Accident on the Compass Records label, debuting at number 30. Debuting at number 29, Larry Cordell with This Weary Road.
This weary road is lonely and long, out chasing rainbows and another song. One town to another, and all I've got to show is gray hair and heartaches from this weary road. Just a few more miles to that pot of gold. The big time it always seems to be so close. So you tell your new love just one more run. But this weary road is not for everyone. This weary road that I'm addicted to gave me these lonesome old traveling blues. I've traded love for this rambler soul and got a broken heart on this weary road. Station in. I've been around the world twice and back again. The next place I wind up is home sweet home. Then it's right back out on this weary road.
This weary road that I'm addicted to gave me these lonesome old traveling blues.
I've traded love for
this rambler soul
and got a broken heart on this weary road.
I've traded love for this rambler soul and got a broken heart on this weary road.
Don Rigsby featuring Ronnie Reno with Big Train, dropping from number 8 to number 28 this month in its 9th month on the chart. The song peaked at number 7. And at number 29, This Weary Road from Larry Cordell. Debuting at number 27, it's Daryl Mosley with She Knew It All. One of the top bluegrass broadcasters in the country, Michelle Lee, spoke to Daryl Mosley just a few weeks ago.
Now, of course, we know you've gotten a lot of great advice from Loretta Lynn. What is one piece of advice that she gave you that you hold dear to your heart?
You know, she was the one that said, you know, you got to learn to write songs because you have to learn to tell your own story. She talked to me once about, you know, how important it was that she told her story. And I got to thinking, you know, when you think about the songs that she wrote, you know, and recorded, Coal Miner's Daughter and You Ain't Woman Enough, and all that, and that was right out of her life. And how different her career would have been if she'd been singing somebody else's songs. And so I accepted that and responded to that early on, that there were stories that I wanted to tell. And so That's always, to me, that's always what drives the machine, is telling the stories that I want to tell.
Michelle asked if the writing of the song was based around one particular person.
You know, it's written that way, but it really is more of a hybrid of a handful of really strong women, you know, have influenced my life. My grandmother, of course, was one of them. She was a spitfire, you know. She was a great cook. She was a good shot, you know. I mean, she was fun. But you know, my mom is still very, you know, important to me, and she's still around, and I still get to see her a lot. You know, I have a great mother-in-law. I've had Sunday school teachers that I've become friends with after I gotten out of school. You know, that are just really strong, wise women that, you know, that have invested in me. And so the song is just kind of a patchwork of all of those women and how they've impacted and influenced me. In this particular song, it was kind of the hook first. If I can say this without crying, you know, I'm a crier the older I get. But, you know, I was with my grandmother, you know, when she passed away. And she was way up in her 90s at that point. But, you know, I realized, you know, at that moment, now she knows the unknown. You know, now she understands clearly what the rest of us, you know, we read about and pray about and that sort of thing. And so, you know, so that was kind of where the hook kind of took shape from, you know, she knew it all to now she knows it all. Mm-hmm. And once I kind of had an idea of how I wanted to frame the song, then it was just about putting in memories and stories. And I tried to, you know, try to find some that other people's grandmothers or mothers or, you know, that it might be reminiscent of theirs. And I've heard a lot of that, you know, people reach out to me and say, you know, that sounds like, you know, my grandmother or my mother to a T. Danny Roberts has been, you know, co-producing records with me since the beginning. And they understand that, you know, their place is to support the lyric, you know, that the song has to be out front. And even more so than the vocal, the song itself, the story has to be the star. And so, you know, Tony Ray played guitar and Justin Moses on dobro and Jamie Harper on fiddle. And I just thought that the way that they played it just really worked well with that. Jamie Roberts did the harmony, of course. And I was really proud of the arrangement because it really does. It supports and kind of puts a spotlight on the story itself.
Cook all day and never use a recipe. She had countless folk songs memorized. She could smell the rain and knew the names of every tree. And she could see the truth right in my eyes. She taught me how to find the dipper in the summer stars. Made me homemade ice cream out of snow. She could play piano and a little on guitar. Seems there was nothing Grandma didn't know. I thought she knew it all. The answers of the universe were at her beck and call. She spoke the mysteries of life in her soft southern drawl. I thought she knew. Taught Sunday school for as long as I remember, and she could quote the Bible book and verse. And it seemed no matter what somebody might be needing, my grandma always had one in her purse. From broken hearts to bee stings, she always made it better with gentle ways and common sense advice. She just loved to love on me, and I sure loved to let her. And looking back seems she was always right. And I thought she knew it all. The answers of the universe were at her beck and call. She spoke the mysteries of life in her soft southern drawl. I thought she knew. I was was there beside her. She was old and I was almost grown. She had been my counselor, my teacher and provider. And now she finally knows the great unknown. Now she knows it all. The answers of the universe are at her beck and call. She's talking with Jesus in her sweet, soft southern drawl. She knows it all. Now she knows it all.
Of the Town from Benson. That's Wayne Benson and Kristen Scott Benson with guest vocalist Zach Arnold. The song goes from number 27 to number 26 in its second month on the chart. And at number 27, She Knew It All from Daryl Mosley. At number 25, moving up from number 29 in its second month on the chart, Rebecca Spear, Needle in the Heart of West Virginia.
I grew up in the shadow of the Blue Ridge. Daddy worked where the sun wouldn't shine. Never missed what his dollar couldn't give us. Our riches were the dogwoods and the pines. Now they've stripped all the land and lives lay wasted. Folks had to find a way to just get by. So the demon in the bottle and the devil in the bag led them to the place where only dragons lie. Soar as high as Flat Top Mountain, fall as deep as Blue Creek Mine. There's a needle in the heart of West Virginia, and it's killing one dream at a time. Oh.
lost daddy to the dust that finally killed him. And mama, just because she missed my dad. But to watch a poison take away my brothers might be the biggest loss I've ever had. Soar as high as Flat Top Mountain, fall as deep as Blue Creek Mine. There's a needle in the heart of West Virginia, and it's killing one dream at a time. What a sad state. There's crying in those hills where defeat rises up like a mist. And children have to face a hard tomorrow where escape would be a better way. There's a needle in the heart of West Virginia, and it's killing one dream at a time. Oh, there's a needle in the heart of West Virginia, and it's killing one dream at a time.
Song about the toll that drugs can take. Needle in the Heart of West Virginia from Rebecca Spear at number 25. Our highest debuting song of the month comes from the Lonesome River Band. It's Bernadette at number 24. The song was written by the husband and wife team of Bob Minner and Virginia Ann Minner. Here's Bob to talk about it.
Hey Lee, thanks for having me on today. I'm really looking forward to visiting with you on these things. My background in music starts when I was 5 years old. I started playing old-time banjo. Obviously not very good at five, but I took a liking to it. And actually had my first professional gig playing bluegrass banjo when I was 10 and 11 years old. If you want to call it professional, there was a local bluegrass gospel band, Fiddle and Willie Key and the Ozark Gospel Singers. And we would go over to his house on Wednesdays and record to a two-track TIAC machine for the local radio station. And we also, you know, played a lot of churches, played a lot of old folks' homes and a lot of singings and conventions and things. Always was going to bluegrass festivals as a teenager. That was just a big point for me, too. Met my wife, Virginia, and we had our own band, country band, called Awesome Possum. And it really wasn't that awesome, but we traveled around the country for a couple years, pulling a trailer and a van and playing country clubs. Back when you could do that pretty regularly, you know, play 1 or 2 weeks at a Holiday Inn or some kind of country club. But I've been in Nashville for 33 years, and for that entire time I've played acoustic guitar for the country artist Tim McGraw. And that's just been a really, really fun gig, a really great gig. And it's also afforded me the ability to also do my first love, which is bluegrass. Grew up in bluegrass, and so it's kind of kept me active in the bluegrass community just as well. So that's just kind of an overview of my growing up with music. The songwriting just came out of just loving, you know, the great bluegrass songs and the great country songs. And like with anything else, you start out and, you know, you just learn by doing. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. My first bluegrass cut was actually with Daly and Vincent on their very first album. I wrote that with Ronnie Bowman, a song called Music of the Mountains. And I've been fortunate enough to have quite a few bluegrass cuts through the years, and by people that I just have a big admiration for. You know, it's always nice to write something and then pitch it to someone and then hear their interpretation of it. So I'm really thankful for that. My wife, Virginia, she is my partner in rhyme. We write a lot of songs together these days. And two notable ones, Rhonda Vincent recorded one of ours on her last album called In Between Town, and we also have the Lonesome River Band's current single, Bernadette. And so I really enjoy songwriting. It's a great outlet, and it's always a challenge and a reward to find a different way to say something, especially in the bluegrass genre. But we just love writing songs and trying to find words that fit each other, and, you know, so far we're doing pretty good with it. Some days are better than others.
Thank you. kids still cry for you, burn to death. And you find someone who makes you truly happy, or if the farmer's life become too much to bear, the least you could have done is warn me. Guess you tried with all those new clothes and the way you wore your hair. By the window like a fool, dwelling on the past with you. My daddy warned me, so what did I expect? Your trifling woman burned to you truly happy, or did the farmer's life become too much to bear? The least you could have done is warn me. Guess you tried with all those new clothes and the way you changed your hair. For regret, I hope you like your new life, Bernadette. Here's to you and to me, Bernadette. See you on the other side, Bernadette.
Thank you.
moving up 5 in its second month on the chart, Jason Burleson, joined by Keith Garrett on the tune Honey Babe Blues. And at number 24, Bernadette from the Lonesome River Band. The countdown continues in just a moment on WNRV.